On March 30th, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced an end to Arkansas's mask mandate, but many cities, businesses, and organizations will continue to require face coverings to help curb the spread of COVID-19. The University of Arkansas is one of several institutions maintaining its campus mask policy. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth spoke with John Thomas, manager of university communications, about the school's decision and the school's plans to loosen some restrictions later this year.
All right, John. So at the end of the month, the governor lifted the state mask mandate. I'm wondering, how has that impacted the University of Arkansas's mask policy and maybe some of the other health and safety protocols that the school has in place?
Yeah, the governor has made it clear that the end of the statewide mask mandate does not mean that the mask wearing shouldn't continue. For instance, you know, all state employees are still required to wear masks at this time when social distancing can't be maintained. And the guidance from the Arkansas Department of Health and the CDC hasn't changed. Mask wearing and other basic safety precautions that we've had in place since August still continue to be the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. So, you know, the university's guidance in this area continues for the remainder of the spring semester. You know, mask wearing is required on campus, indoors, and anywhere where social distancing can be maintained. And right now, we're currently working towards having all non-faculty staff that haven't already been back on campus returning to work on campus this summer, with students and faculty returning to a more traditional fall semester. But we still have to continue doing everything we can to keep our community safe. So that's kind of the main reason for keeping our guidelines that we have currently.
Right. And as you look forward to the summer and fall semesters, you know, what are the metrics that the university is evaluating to make a plan for those semesters to bring more people back to a more normal semester?
Our campus, and especially the Pat Walker Health Center that we have on campus, is working to encourage members of our campus community to schedule vaccine appointments. Those are going on right now. And now we're starting to vaccinate students. And increasing numbers of those who are vaccinated will only help in allowing us to have a more traditional fall semester. But as we've seen with COVID-19 over the past year, we have to be prepared to change plans in an instant if we have to. And we've proven that we can do that if needed. You know, we're working towards slowly reintroducing that type of normal campus atmosphere this summer and then getting students back to campus this fall, fully in a more traditional sense with full face-to-face classes. But the guidelines for those next two semesters, we're still looking at right now. We haven't finalized yet, but we hope to finalize that in the coming weeks.
Right, and I know people are eager to get back to normal as normal as possible. Has there been any pushback from students or staff about the policies or from the community? And if there has, has the university provided resources for staff and faculty to mitigate that?
I think we saw a little bit of a pushback early on in the fall semester of last year, just because it was also very new with everything we had going on. I think people were still getting used to the fact that we were needing to wear masks everywhere, especially on our campus. That's one thing that we try to remind people, that our campus is a community in itself, and we have to do what we can to keep our community safe. So we did everything we could to provide masks if someone didn't have any, if they got to campus or got to class and didn't have a mask. And we tried to give them, safety kits, some health safety kits that included masks and hand sanitizer and thermometers. And we tried to provide that for all of our faculty and for all of our students.
I was wondering if you knew about the university's vaccine distribution. How's it faring? Do you know maybe the numbers for how many staff or faculty have been vaccinated and what the timeline is for allowing students to get those vaccines as well?
Well, I think we have right around 6,500 total that have been vaccinated, and that includes faculty, staff, and students that have been able to receive the vaccine. And that's through on campus, through the Pat Walker Health Center, who has been able to distribute the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is the one dose vaccine. And I think that's kind of where the number is right now, but it still is continuing to grow just because Some of our faculty and staff have probably gone to either other pharmacies in the region or other areas that have been doing vaccination clinics. So that's the number that we have at our disposal right now that has been done on campus, but we know it's probably larger than that.
And then looking forward to getting more staff and faculty, students on campus this semester, or returning those who maybe haven't been on campus, what is there a number that you need to hit, or what's the timeline and the plan for that?
There's not a specific number in terms of vaccinations that we want to hit. We want to get to as many people as possible, you know, before the fall semester. The chancellor's actually been communicating to a lot of different areas on campus about starting to plan on returning to campus this summer if you've been working from home. And the goal is to have 100% of non-faculty staff back who would normally be on campus by June 14th or sooner. But the Pat Walker Health Center will continue to provide that vaccine to the campus community as long as supplies are there, as long as the campus continues to, continues to stay on course with its vaccination opportunities and increase those opportunities. And if our case numbers continue to decrease on campus, we feel better and better about the face-to-face fall semester we're planning for. Of course, we're always monitoring the situation, and the health and safety of our campus is always our number one priority. So that will continue to shape any and all decision-making that we have, but that's the plan right now.
And then I was just wondering, to be back on campus, if you had been working from home, are you required to have a vaccine?
There's no requirement to have a vaccine. We have been working with our HR department to come up with a new policy for the work from home. If you feel the need that you need to work from home for any type of health reasons or for anything else that requires you that you may not be able to be on campus. But having the vaccine is not a requirement to be on campus. We're trying to provide every opportunity for our faculty that want to get vaccinated, and to give them an opportunity to get vaccinated before they have to be back on campus. And as of right now, the HR department is still, like I said, working on that policy as to what would qualify working from home if you need to going forward once we get to that point in the summer.
That was John Thomas, Manager of University Communications at the University of Arkansas, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth.